Valley, beautiful country. Too many mountains, hills, here, there, trees, people.
We are very blessed with our beauty here, but we have much suffering in South Africa still, and I wanted to ask to you what message you would have to the South Africans who are in difficult life positions, who are suffering, and where
but
they can find
how help. They are suffering?
They are suffering from a system that had, the apartheid system that had operated many years ago, and many people struggle for money and just to survive in South Africa.
Due to politics, many years before there was division between black and white. People are suffering so much because of that. And what more?
And what would your message of hope
what,
be to?
What is your message to them? How they can come out of that suffering and develop hope for happiness?
Best upayne.
Advice
to them that they should be bhakta. Understand?
Yeah.
They should be a devotee, pure devotee. And think God is one. Whether black father or white father. Only one Supreme Lord. So we are all sons and daughters of same person, and he is our father, mother, everything. So why we should care? So chant Harinam, and this mood will come, and everything will go away. Peaceful, peace, fair will come. Understand?
Yes, okay.
If you know that he is my brother, he is my sister, each other, then why quietly? But if there is some swarth,
some difference or?
No.
Swarth.
If, like, also for wealth, brother, sister, each other they quarrel, but they should be devotee, then everything will be solved. Like us, we don't quarrel. We give message of God to each all. Be peaceful, chant Hari name, don't disturb anyone. So many good instructions are in our religion. This is world religion. That is why whole world is following me. Are you satisfied or not?
Yes, I am. In Western society, I think many people do look to things like wealth to bring them happiness. But we know that wealth is not found in the material world. What are your views on happiness and on finding love? What is the path to love?
In this world, many persons, they think, most people, if I have wealth, material wealth, I will be happy. But those of us who practice yoga, we know that this is not bringing happiness and love. What is your advice to obtain happiness and love?
That message we are going to give whole world. By money, anyone cannot be happy. Old age will come, beauty will gone, teeth gone, hearing gone, and one day, deity surely. Any doctor, scientist, and whole, all meeting together, they cannot do. And what wealth we will take after death? Even a farthing, you can you take? Nothing. So they should think that. For why is struggling? Money, money, money. So money is the
root
cause of destruction. If it is not properly used in the service of Lord. Because if you have money, your neighbor will quarrel, dacoits will come, thieves will come and try to snatch from.
And where do you believe that the future of man is headed? What is our destiny as humans? Where are we evolving to? We have much knowledge today, but where are we headed? Where do you see the future?
In this world, where the human civilization will go towards? What will be their future? We
this
have
world is a jail.
Jail,
you know.
Prison.
If anyone wants happiness in this world, they are fool. There is no real happiness in this. What we see happiness in this world? By children, wife, and good, everything. It is shadow. If you want eternal peace, eternal happiness, eternal everything, you have chant name and be devotee. Without this, in this world, is not peaceful. This is like a refugee. We are refugee.
Expelled
from that Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual world. And when we will chant, all calamity, suffering will go away, and their full happiness you can realize. I advise you also to chant name. Don't take, eat eggs, meat, wine, smoking. If you are eating meat, meat means M-E-A-T, me, eat, to whom you are eating, they are standing in a row to take a revenge and they will eat you, cut you and eat you. Understand? I think you take meat.
You're eating meat?
Me?
Yes.
No, I don't.
No meat?
Not
he's
so
practicing yoga.
Very. Because this mala shows that you are like a devotee. But try to be
this.
A pure devotee like us. Love is God. God is
love.
Krishna is certainly his love. He loves all. Jesus has no form.
God, the God of Jesus, we do not know his form. We know Jesus, but who is his father? What is his form? We do not know.
But in Bible it has been written in first chapter. God created man after his own image. If he has no image, then how he can create men like him? But Christians do not believe in Bible. There anywhere it has not been written that we should kill our children and eat. But they do, because all the animals, everything, cows, they are son and daughter of God, and they eat, cut it, and we are pure Christian.
Are there any other central philosophies of your religion that you would, that you believe are the most important, that you would like to share?
Yeah. You mean instructions?
Yes.
Is there any advice, instructions in our Vedic tradition that you would like to share with us for the benefit of our readers and the whole world?
We are eternal servant of God. But we forget that Supreme Lord. So illusory Maya of Supreme Lord, she expelled us in this prison. When you take a shelter of a realized Guru, that is called Sadguru, who knows how to please Krishna, how to praise Supreme Personality of Godhead, then taking his shelter and what he does, following his instruction, very easily you can give up this body, and a real transcendental body inside. He may be very many, and he may be an elephant, and in the end very small. So you will be liberated from this world, and Supreme Lord will engage you in his service, and thus happiness and happiness. You can play, you can serve him, you can play with him. Very naughty child, Krishna, Supreme Lord. He loves all. But those who have pride that I know everything, then he teaches lessons like Brahma, creator of this world. So this is the message that we have forgotten. Again we will have to know that he is my master, he is my husband, he is my most beloved, and very easily we can go there. This is the special message.
The consciousness of the world seems to be changing. People seem to, it seems to be evolving. Have you noticed this in your life, a speeding up of consciousness?
What? In general, in the world, there are more and more awareness is there, that we, awareness means conscious, we know the information that we are not this body, that we have more higher values. Do you also notice this?
I could not.
Like, in general, the populations are more interested and aware of spiritual values nowadays.
No. More population, all engaged in sense gratification, thinking that I am body, I want to be happy. Surely they are almost all ignorant. Very few number, I think the 5% even, I cannot say, they are happy, they are chanting men. They believe in God.
Gurudev, before, maybe 30 or 40 years before, in Western world nobody knew about yoga or reincarnation. Nowadays, so many people, they hear these things. Do you agree that more and more people are becoming aware of the values of spiritual life?
They know yoga. The exercise of body is yoga. What they adopt in this world nowadays, it comes from India, and I know that that is no real yoga. Yoga means two things, and if you will add, then it will be two. Three and five, eight. No? So what is two things? One soul and one Supreme Lord. We are part of Supreme Lord. So yoga means how we can engage ourselves in the service of Krishna, Supreme Lord. That is yoga. How we can meet together? The bricks are added together with cement and sand. Understand? So, love and affection is the
binding
matter.
Binding element.
Binding Krishna and all you are. Supreme Lord and all. So, this method should be stopped. And that will be yoga real. But nowadays, how we can keep this body well, that we can
enjoy
in this world? This is the main yoga. Patanjali yoga, or in yoga, they don't believe in God. Real yoga came from India, from Patanjali Rishi, and it is a exercise of body, nothing else. But our bhakti yoga, by bhakti Krishna, Supreme Krishna, Lord, and jivas are added. How Krishna engages them in his service? By that, Krishna will be happy also, and jivas will be also happy. These all things come from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic knowledge. Whole Vedic literature, Ved, Upanishad, Puran, or Manthan kiya, essence of all,
essence
is Srimad Bhagavatam. If you will read Bhagavat anyhow, not reading but hearing from realized person, then you can know all these things very easily, and world can be happy by that. No other means. We are traveling, a mass coming to us and following bhakti yoga. I think you will wish to follow this yoga, bhakti yoga. Because you seem devotee, you have mala. Mala is telling that she is devotee. But I want pure devotee.
There's many kinds of yoga today. There's yoga has proliferated with all the different kinds. The physical yoga and the spiritual yoga, and I understand the bhakti yoga now.
But
he understands now that bhakti yoga is the real yoga. There are many different types.
Yes. Yeah. All are worldly exercise of body, but our not. It is to be happy really in transcendental world.
What the future of us is with our children? What should we teach our children?
What should we teach our children, the young generation?
What we are teaching to all, not only children, but to general mass. And that is why we are doing so much effort. My age is now 90 cross, 91 going. Even I am to give this message. For them, I am traveling everywhere. In my country, I can have 2 chapati, bread, easily. Why I should come here for money? I know that money will not go with me. Money cannot make me happy. Then why I am going traveling whole world? You should all give in your magazine.
We should all give.
You should give everything that our Guru Maharaj is speaking in your magazine.
I'm
you have to write a long article.
I will. I will. And just on a personal note about you and your family and you know, how you participate in both the material world and the spiritual world. How do you marry?
Combine.
Why?
In our culture, you mean?
What?
Our Gurudev personally.
Personally.
Oh, she's asking you, any family members from your previous ashram, how you adjust with them and at the same time you are adjusting with all your spiritual responsibilities. You understand? You've left all your family. You have given up all relation with your family, or you are having relation with family. How you combine you?
My family, I left my family totally. But my father was high class of bhakta.
Devotee.
Bhakta means?
Devotee.
Devotee, pure devotee. So until he was alive, he used to come to me. I want to respect him. My mother too, like that. And now my sisters and brothers, they come to our parikrama and they have taken initiation from me. They chant name and follow my all instruction. Like you, if you will take Harinam and very soon to be happy, oh, same relation, you will be my dearest daughter. I have greed.
You understand? Gurudev wants you to be his daughter. He will make you happy.
He's very greedy.
His dearest daughter.
He's very greedy to have.
You can do your all businesses, but only to chant and believe in Krishna.
Initiation is also on the subject.
Okay.
Thank you. I think that's lovely. I just had a few, you know, very pertinent questions that I wanted to ask. So if there's anything extra that you'd like to say, otherwise I'm very happy.
She's very happy with your answers and the way she was able to ask you her questions. If there is anything more you want to tell her, she's ready to hear, right?
As soon as possible, No one knows that death is dancing on our head. When it will come? I heard just now that my two daughters, they were in accident. By the grace of Krishna, they are saved, but in hospital. It may take for them to come out of hospital 2-3 months. So death is always dancing on us. As soon as possible, we should chant Hare Krishna and be happy. It has been written in Bhagavatam also, Labha Sudurlabham Idam Sambhava. Krishna is very merciful. He has given this form of human. Only in this we can have a connection with any Sadguru, and we can very easily chant Hare Krishna name and following Bhakti Yoga and having prem to Krishna and always happy forever. So this is only we can be happy. Everyone wants happiness. But yet, in this world, we to do joint effort to have happiness and to remove sufferings. But we felt we cannot. In the last old days come, and death is sure. So this world is a prison. A fool can think that I will be happy here.
Now, one more question. I want to ask, of all the human qualities that we possess, our greed and our materialism and our ego, which is the first that we must
give up? Well, in this world, all are having greed, lust, anger, and so many bad qualities. What is the first quality that we should give up? We have false ego, so many things.
We should come in the shelter of Supreme Lord, through Guru, and nothing else.
Then everything will be resolved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your excellent translation of my
question. I went a little bit overboard, but I thought I understood what you wanted to ask.
You said it much better than I did.
I can work for you.
I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, why don't you stay with us for tomorrow, today?
Okay.
Come to our program.
I was thinking the evening session ended last night.
No, we have two more. If you come tonight, you will be so much benefited.
We wish you
will be so happy.
Wonderful stay in South Africa.
Good to see you.
Good
wishes
to you. Come last night. We got very lost.
People help you.
Can we set?
I will get one copy of the magazine.
I know. I heard about the trouble.
And show me.
Yes.
No,
he's from England.
We're from all over the place.
Now, the parikrama, can you come?
Number two.
Parikrama.
You're forcing me to surrender, Gurudev. You're forcing me. I would like to come. I would very much like to come.
I have permission.
You took. Everything. Our talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
All.
Yes, I have it all.
She wants
to
take
magazine, our magazine.
She wants to take one photograph of you.
Photograph.
Together with Gurudev?
No, alone.
For the magazine?
Well, we can take maybe one, and then with all of your devotees, I think that's beautiful. This is your writing?
Yes. He has written about 75 books in English, translated from authentic Vedic literature. If you read that, we warn you. You will not be able to think anymore about material life.
Thank you very much.
Do you have a picture of camera?
You can take this chair at the moment.
Last night singing. You remember last night he sung a song?
Huh?
Last night he was singing. Or the night before, was it?
Last night.
Yeah, last night. Were you happy with his song?
Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Arama Janara Bandhu.
You are happy.
No, you are happy with his song?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very good. Very beautiful song.
Thank you.
But I could not understand the meaning, but tune I heard.
I also could not understand.
Could you hear the words?
Yeah, but something I could understand. But the audience?
No,
they are not.
You heard?
Okay. So the speakers were that way.
Yeah,
I'm
That's very powerful.
More powerful than mine.
Your also.
Mine very small.
Yeah.
I have one.
You have another one, don't you?
I only have two.
What is the other one?
No, this one is better.